You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
June 28th, 2007,
with our musical guest
Kim Tuvim and Radon Chong.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
Are you ready for magic? Are you ready for music? Well, ready or not, here comes Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of the show as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, doesn't just happen some of the time. Synchronicity is always happening, and sometimes we notice it. The more we open ourselves to it, the more we recognize it, and that's what we're going to do for the next hour. I invite you to play along. Today's musical guest is Seattle singer-songwriter Kim Tuvim, and later in the show we'll be joined by writer-actress Radon Chong, who will be asking a question of her own and assisting with the caller divinations. But first, a word from our sponsor.
The Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
And by
Susan Jones, sweltering in Boston, Massachusetts. Hope you're cooler there.
Thanks, Mom. Well, welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these songs as the answers to our questions. Our musical guest on today's show is Kim Tuvim. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Kim.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Good. And you know how this works, right?
I could use a refresher.
Well, you have a list of 8 songs, numbered 1 through 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to ask questions. I'm going to ask a question in a little bit. Radon Chong is going to call in and ask a question. And then after that, we're going to invite callers from the listening audience to call in and ask their questions. They'll ask a question, pick a number between 1 and 8, and then you'll play the song that corresponds with that number, and that will be the answer to their question.
Brilliant.
And although this show is new here on 1150 AM, I've been doing this for 10 years on a community station in Olympia, Washington called KAOS. I still do the show sometimes there. And so you're in safe hands. You're in good hands. I know how this works.
I'm so glad.
So I'm going to start by asking a question. And I can't see your list, right?
No.
I haven't seen your list.
I've got it quite hidden.
Good. The audience is just going to have to trust that I would never cheat. It's unnecessary here. I don't rig divinations. It's not fun. It's bad karma, and it's pointless. The whole point is to be surprised and inspired by what the pop oracle gives us.
Absolutely.
So my question to start this off actually has to do with the nature of the questions that I should be asking on this show. As the host of the show, I want to create the safest environment for people to call and ask whatever is there for them and to really invest their intentions and their listening in this show. And so a part of me wants to ask very universal and safe kind of questions. On the other hand, I really want to encourage people to call in and ask the difficult questions in their lives, the questions that are really up for them. And I know that for myself, the difficult questions in my life don't always make me look good. They're not always easy. Mostly they're FCC okay, but I might have to even play around with that a little bit. And, you know, there are questions about where I am having conflicts with people or where I'm out of integrity. So, what my question for the Pop Oracle to begin this new show here on 1150 AM is, what kind of questions should I be asking? Should I be asking the universal questions, the safer questions, or should I be asking those nitty-gritty you know, messy little questions that are up for me on a daily or weekly basis. So I'm going to pick number 6 as the answer to my question.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. It always is.
And I got to detune a little bit.
Okay. So while Kim is detuning, just want to let you know you're listening to 1150 AM, KKNW, Alternative Talk, and this is the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions. You got one for me?
I do.
Great.
You don't ask for enough, you know how to get along. When the going gets tough, you get strong. You don't ask for enough, but you're always the one. When the going gets tough. Yeah, my mother was like that, she knew how to soldier through. Taught me and my sister well. Yeah, my mother was like that, and I guess I am too. When the going gets tough, I will stand up to meet you, cover your weaker side. I will stand up to meet you, cover your side like you've covered mine, yeah. I was holding my breath, waiting for you to tell me if you were all right. You were silently trembling, your arms wrapped around me on that warm August night. And you'd never be helpless, given the choice, when you're used to being so strong. Well, I told you that night, you could return the favor the next time I came undone. And you said, I will stand up to meet you, cover your weaker side. I will stand up to meet you, cover your side like you've covered mine. I will stand here beside you, you won't go through this alone. I will stand here beside you when you can't stand on your own, no. And how many times have you taken me in without question? With unspoken love and always an honest opinion. Now you've seen the worst and the best of me. Now you've been my compass when I needed rescuing. And you'd say, I will stand up to meet you, cover your weaker side. I will stand up to meet you, cover your side like you've covered mine. I will stand here beside you, you won't go through this alone. I will stand here beside you when you can't stand on your own. When you can't stand on your own.
That was great. And what's the name of that song?
I Will.
I Will. I think that's come up as an answer on the Radio 8 Ball show we do in Olympia from one of your CDs.
Hmm.
Actually, I think that came up when we had Mooncat, the astrologer, as a guest.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, which was because she's a fan of yours.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, she's
great.
Fantastic.
So that was the answer to my question about what kind of questions I should be asking. Should I be asking the sort of universal big picture questions, or the sort of nitty-gritty questions that might not make me look so good, or, you know, might, you know, just be a little bit more vulnerable and might make people feel a little bit strange, like they're complex and it doesn't always make the most entertaining radio. So When that song came up, you said that seemed interesting. I'm curious to hear what you were thinking.
Yeah, because I mean, the question is, you know, universal and a little bit more entertaining and clean, you know, or gritty and true.
Mm-hmm.
Not that true and entertaining are, you know, they can't share the same room.
Mm-hmm.
But that song for me is really gritty.
You know,
it's really down in the dirt. So. And I just thought, well, that's very clear, you know.
Yeah, I thought so. It was interesting. There were some lines there. I like the part about you don't ask for enough. Like that would be me sort of assuming that the audience can't handle the truth.
Right.
And then thinking of the line about the song seemed to me to be a lot about being there for each other,
yeah.
about maybe taking that leap of faith and knowing that someone's going to meet you and someone's going to have your back. And so it made me think that, yeah, I should trust this audience. This is the people who listen to this station are people who are seeking, who are willing to look at the difficult things in life. And if we can bring some of that into this show, then that's great. And I also thought it was interesting that you mentioned the August night. I was born in August. So
oh, wow, really?
That was a nice thing. Mm. And something about being our compass. You've been my compass, and I think that almost has to do with the Pop Oracle, with what we're doing here. That this divination format has been a compass for me for over ten years
right.
now, and that I should just keep trusting it. Just because we've moved from the non-commercial into the commercial realm doesn't mean that as long as we keep the divination true, as long as we keep it random, that it can't continue to be my compass.
Absolutely.
And I can share that with all the people listening. So.
Absolutely.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Kim.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Now you're going to stick around. We're going to have Radon Chong on the line, the actress and writer, and she's going to have a question of her own, and we'll do that. And then in just a little bit after that, we'll be inviting you, the listeners, to call in. So stick around for more Radio 8 Ball.
The makers of child retardant fire suits are proud to announce the second annual Secret Fireman's Ball, Thursday, July 15th at Moe's Tavern in Olympia, with special guests, the Heroes of 98. Playing all those songs you thought you'd never hear again.
Spending the day with you. Thinking out loud. Watching the sky turn blue.
Don't let the fire go out.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to.
Did you know that you can hear most Alternative Talk 1150 programming streamed live on the web? It's true. Just visit our website, 1150kknw.com, and click the Listen Live button. You'll need to have a current version of Windows Media Player, and you'll want to set your pop-up blocker to allow content from streamaudio.com. Visit our website for more details. Remember, that's 1150kknw.com. Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio, Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting the randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I'm here with Kim Tuvim, a great singer-songwriter from Seattle, and we are trying to get our guest Radon Chong on the line. But while we are waiting for that to take effect, Kim, you're based here in Seattle, and could you tell us where we can find out about your CDs?
People can go to my website, which is kimtuvim.com, but I spell my name a little bit differently. It's Kim with a Y.
K-Y-M.
And then my last name is T-U-V, like in the alphabet, T-U-V.
Mm-hmm.
I-M as in Mary. kimtuvim.com.
T-U-V-I-M, Kim Tuvim. And you can find out about you at kimtuvim.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you've sort of taken a hiatus from playing out of late, but is there any shows in Seattle that you can tell people about?
I'm not playing in Seattle till September. I'm taking the summer off.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm in my garden. I'm working on the house. And I've been working on a new record all year and traveling a lot. And so taking a few months off to be a person.
Excellent.
Yeah, and get ready to release this new record.
Excellent. And it looks like we have writer, actress, and a very good friend of mine, Ray Dawn Chong, on the line. Are you with us, Ray Dawn?
I am. Hi, Andra.
Hello, Ray Dawn. I'd like to introduce you to my friend Kim, who will be providing the music, Kim Tuvim.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So let's just jump right into this. Do you have a question prepared that you want to ask?
Yes, I have a question about the question. When I was thinking about it today, is it in reference directly to me personally, or can I ask, it's personally something I care about, but it's a little bit general. So that's my question about my question.
Well, we actually just got into that. I'd say you should ask the question that's there for you, whether it's something that is personal in your life or personal in the, or out there in the world.
All right. Well, one of the questions I have, and it's a pretty big one. My intuition tells me that across the board, that we have it wrong. That in fact, the whole principle and the whole setup of God is wrong. It's as wrong as we were when we thought the planet was flat. Hmm. So I think not only is it. Are we as Christians wrong? I think as Hindus and Buddhas, and I think every religion, I think we have it wrong, the whole Godhead, the whole God idea.
You heard it here first, folks.
Okay. I do. I think we have it wrong, and I don't mean it wrong like we're wrong, I have the right idea. I mean just the way we perceive this, whatever it is and whatever has created what we are now experiencing, whatever we want to call it, we've been calling it God, nature, you know, spirit, or the unmanifest. I'm sure Ken Wilber even has a great name for it. But I think that I've just decided, I just want to know, am I right that we're wrong?
Okay.
About it?
So would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 6?
5.
Okay, song number 5. Kim is going to play song number 5 on the list. The answer to the question, is Radon right that we are wrong about God? Okay, please, Radon, stay on the line. Here comes the answer, and then when it's over, we'll come back and figure it out.
All right.
All the things that matter and all the things that don't rush to pull you under, don't they, though? Now you come entangled, a bittersweet mess. You're so tired, you're so tired, you're so tired of all of this. And you say love's a constant mystery to me. I love someone broken, and I've been broken too, with our hearts split wide open and nothing for us to do. When your mind it pulls you under, such a price, oh my beloved, Now I'm so tired, now I'm so tired, and I'll miss you, and I'll miss us. And I say love's a constant mystery to me. Now the years will fall behind us as they polish, and maybe you'll remember me. But I know you, my darling, and I'll remember you well. When you're so tired, when you're so tired, you can't remember yourself. And this is a love, a constant mystery.
That was great. What's the name of that song?
Mystery.
Mystery. The answer to Ray Don Chong's question, is she right that we are wrong about God? Ray Don. Do we lose her?
No, you haven't lost me.
Oh, yeah. you're just blown away. Do you want to give us your interpretation of what you think about that as the answer to the question, or do you want to hear what we think first?
I want to hear what you think first.
Okay, and I'll give you. Okay, I'll take the first shot at it. So I guess it's one of the. In some ways, the answer is straight ahead and obvious. You know, life is a constant mystery, and you know that God or whatever name we want to put on that is the face that we put on the mystery. And putting a face on a question mark is always going to be a projection. So in a sense, it makes me think that, yeah, of course, by nature, the nature of God is that we're going to be wrong about it. And that around that are all of the struggles or challenges that we come up against in our life. And that colors our perception mm-hmm. of that mystery that we call God. You know, in this case, the song is about, you know, the things that matter don't matter and being in love with someone who's broken. And I also really loved the line that jumped out at me was that the mind pulls you under.
Mm-hmm.
And that... you could look at that as being, I think in the song, that's almost like it's like a negative thing.
Mm.
But in a way, I think that this pursuing the idea of God and figuring out what it means with our mind, it does pull us under. But in this case, I almost feel like that's a comforting thing. It pulls us under the veil. It pulls us under the hurly-burly of our life and these challenges. And... into a profound interaction that will never be resolved, you know. That's what it was. And I try to answer these questions when I do my interpretation. I try and interpret it as if I was asking the question. So I'm not telling you if you're right or wrong about God. It's really what that question makes me think. And Kim, was there anything just as the songwriter that any little pieces of the inspiration behind the song you want to share before we turn it over to Ray Don to give her hers?
Well, this song came to me halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down with my guitar and wrote it the first half in about 10 minutes. And I had no idea what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took me about a year and a half to finish it, figuring out what I was trying to say. And I just found it I mean, when you asked your question, and I'm looking at my list, and I'm just wondering, God, I wonder what number. And you said that number, and I look down, and I see the song's mystery. And I got shivers, because I just thought, whoa, that's intense, you know. And I think, for me, that kind of answered the question, like, there's no answer to me, you know. It's a mystery.
What did you think, Radon?
Well, I have to say that I'm at an enormous disadvantage because there was a lot of static, and I think it might be my cheap-ass phone. But
you know, you can listen to this on the web.
Yeah, I was just trying to get it on the web, but I think I've had like a visitor on my computer, so it's just sort of mel. It's being funky and cranky, but like me, no. yeah, I just like hearing what you guys had to say about it. It's nice, Kim. Thank you for it. Sounds great. What I heard in terms of the tune. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, of course, we're using an oracle. It's an oracle. I guess the question is always, what's your intention? Like, obviously, religion and certainly our belief system is, I guess, the core reason why we have beliefs is so we have comfort and security and or a place to put the blame, you know, or to put the power. Mm-hmm. So I guess there is no, you know, way as a species we'll find out that answer because I guess, you know, people, as they say, used to, you know, sacrifice newborn babies every day to make the sun come up. So think about that thinking, how confused that must have been when they realized, hey, this thing's going to come up regardless of dead babies. But I sort of wonder just today in terms of just, you know, when I think of the Iraq war and I think about racism and I think about sexism, racism and just the idea that the plant Darfur, you know, genocide's going on. And, you know, I mean, there's almost like a million things that are sort of, counterproductive to maybe super fun. You know, I just sort of wonder. No, I'm not saying this because I also get annoyed when I think about people who want to make the world all sweet and everybody talks in sort of monotone, sweet, soft tones and everybody eats vegetarian. I actually get fussy about that too because I do like the idea that Earth is a challenge and it's got gravity, life has gravity and that there is resistance. But I do think it is within our nature to create belief systems and certainly idols and gods or God to feel comfort, but I often wonder if it's in fact true. So I've been facing or sort of looking at all my own personal junk drawer of beliefs spiritually and wondering, I think that Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Ram, Krishna, Joe Smith from the Mormons, I think, you know, I often wonder if these were just, you know, highly motivated regular folks that we've deified because maybe they had great lighting behind their heads. You know, so, or, you know, what if, you know, we find out when we go to whoever we go to find that ultimate intelligence that they were basically the ushers, you know, like, mm-hmm. Here's your seat, ma'am. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think it is a mystery, and it's a big question, and I, you know, sitting here looking at the world and the fact that most of our wars are motivated by differing beliefs in religion, it kind of just makes me ask that big question, like, you know.
That's great. No, I mean, these are the kind of questions. I mean, one of the reasons that I invite you to call in and ask is because I know that you're concerned with really big things. And I really, you know, doing this new show here on 1150 AM, I really want to encourage people to call in with the difficult questions.
Well, you know, it's so funny, Andres. I didn't try to come up with a big question, really, honestly. Honestly, everybody. but I've been reading the Christopher Hitchens book, God Is Not Great. How religion poisons everything. And I have to say, because, you know, it's really opened my eyes to, just in terms of a technical point of view, you know, he has quoted and sourced a lot of scholars about all the major religions, especially Christianity, that the basis, the science behind all of these religions is a wreck. It's a mess. And factual stuff, it's a mess. And
actually,
most of the story...
It's so funny. I took one of the pages out of today's page in the Dalai Lama Insight Calendar that a friend gave me for New Year's, because I don't accept Christmas presents. I only accept New Year's presents, for those of you who are interested. And I just want to read it because it's perfect. It totally ties in with this. And then we're going to open up the lines for callers. The Dalai Lama says, and I don't do a very good Dalai Lama impression, so just I'm going to read it with my own voice. I believe that spirituality and science are different but complementary investigative approaches with the same greater goal of seeking the truth. In this, there is much each may learn from the other, and together they may contribute to expanding the horizon of human knowledge and wisdom.
Well, that's true. And you know what? Thank you, Dalai Lama, because, you know, even within his own religion, one wants to wonder, well, you know, if you guys with you llamas up there in your, you know, secondary patola since you've been ejected out of your home country, do you, you know, is there also, like in Christianity, like in Islam, like in the Jewish traditions, like in all of these ancient traditions, is there fraud, essentially, as well? And I would reckon there is, because it's a it's like a giant game of operator. And I don't know, I just really, I am really thrilled and touched and a little bit, not saddened, but maybe I'm revisiting my own core beliefs and why I even have them. I offer the audience listening, and I challenge people to pick up Christopher Hitchens' book and have a good go at it, because I think these are important questions. I think we should look at why we believe what we believe. Why do we believe the things we believe? And, you know, underneath it, and is it in fact a peaceful, kind thing to believe, and or does it serve to mask, you know, maybe other deeper complexes and things that may in fact be counterproductive,
and this,
you know,
is,
as far as being a world citizen.
This is a great place to jump off, because we want to open up the lines for callers, and I want to keep, and can we keep you on the line here, and you'll help with some of the divination with our callers who are calling in, Radon?
Sure, I'll hang around.
Okay.
It would be my pleasure.
Great. I just wanted to say that's another example of how Radio 8 Ball works, and now, those of you who are listening, it's your turn to ask a question of the Pop Oracle. Call in now at 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527. Or toll free at 888-298-5569. And in the next segment of Radio 8 Ball, Radon Chong and Kim Tuvim and I will assist you with your reading. Ask a question from your heart, and your answer will surely be true when we return for more Radio 8 Ball.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin.
Your mom was in porn, if your mom was in porn, it was probably before you were born. I was so lonely.
Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
The jack-o'-lantern looked at me and I responded accordingly.
Hey, this is Jeff from the band Central Services. If you've got questions needing answers, or maybe answers needing questions, let the Pop Oracle guide you to an enlightened clarity at Radio 8 Ball Live on Thursday, July 19th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. And we'll be there to provide the soundtrack to your journey. Check out more music and information about us at centralservicesmusic.com. And again, that's July 19th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center for Radio 8 Ball Live with Central Services.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. I am your host, Andras Jones. I'm here with our musical guest, Kim Tuvim, and our guest diviner, the fabulous actress and writer Raydon Chong. And we have a caller on the line by the name of Debbie. Debbie, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. You're our first caller on this new show here on KKNW, so congratulations. It's auspicious that you're here and we find each other now. Where are you calling from?
Seattle.
From Seattle. Okay. So what's your question, Debbie, for the Pop Oracle?
Well, I actually have two, but can I do both or just one?
Well, for the cleanest answer, it's probably best to just focus on one, the one that's most present for you.
Well, they both are. One's health and one's relationship.
Okay, they're probably, it's in the end, it's probably the same question. So why don't you give us both, and we'll see.
Well, I just wanted to know two things. I have fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and arthritis, and a whole bunch of different ailments. And I want to know if that's ever going to get better and if I'm ever going to meet Mr. Wright.
Will I get better and meet Mr. Wright? Okay. Would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 5 nor 6?
4.
Okay, song number 4 from Kim Tuvim. So please stay on the line. When the song's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means. So, thanks a lot.
Of all I've forgotten, there's more that I remember. And it plays like a movie, but it don't always stop. No, it don't always stop when I want. And when I remember, I wish that you were still with us. So much rest is waiting. Your hand in my hand, your hand in my hand. Oh, I miss you. And no one could save you. In the end, it never changes. And there's no do-overs, and there's no second chances. Now the world keeps on spinning. I hang on by my fingers, and I fly, or I fall down. Skin, muscle, bone. I'm just skin, muscle, bone, and some water. And no one can save me. In the end, it never changes. And there's no do-overs, and there's no second chances. Dragonflies in the garden, another April is gone. So I won't waste another moment waiting for my life to begin. Of all I've forgotten, there's more that I remember. And it plays like a movie. Your hand in my hand, your hand in my hand.
And what was the name of that song?
Skin, Muscle, Bone.
Skin, Muscle, Bone. Nice.
Wow.
The answer to Debbie's question, will she get better and will she meet Mr. Wright? So, Debbie, do you want to give us your interpretation of that first, or do you want to hear what we think first?
I want to want to hear what you guys have to say.
Okay, so let's make our interpretations quick so we can try and get someone in after Debbie. But I also want to give Debbie her full due here. I'll just give you my interpretation first. I thought first of all, the mention of dragonfly is an interesting thing. You might want to explore dragonfly totem as a possibility of just see where that leads you.
I'll look it up while you guys are chatting.
Okay, great. That's great. Radon, you're on that. Excellent. And dragonflies have a relationship to dreams, so maybe there's something there. The lines that jumped out to me was, it don't always stop when I want, which seems to be the situation that you're in right now. And there's no do-overs and no second chances, which seems to me to be saying, don't let these things stop you. If there's a way that they're connected, don't let whatever is there for you physically keep you from having the emotional connections that you want and to really invite that into your life. And then that whole thing about hanging on by your fingers, that seems to be, I mean, if I am not in your shoes, but putting myself in your shoes, I could see myself having that feeling that I'm just barely scraping by.
And,
you know, in a way, that's where life gets really interesting. Kim, a little bit of background from where you were writing it.
I wrote it from just every April having a really tough time around the time of my mom's passing, and deciding that this is life, this is my life, and I can't, I have to not let the pain of it stop me. I can experience it, but to not let it stop me and to have the fullest life that I can.
That's great.
Yeah, my mom died in last February.
I'm so sorry.
And I've been really attracted to butterflies.
Mm. Mm.
So, but I see dragonflies around too. So,
can I give you guys the definition according to the medicine card, the animal medicine card?
Yeah, absolutely.
So dragonfly is about illusion. It's about dream time, but it's also about illusionary facades that we accept as physical reality. It says here, the need is for when you pull dragonfly medicine, there is a need for you to give thanks for the things that you have, for the food that you eat, for the sunshine, for the water sustaining your body. On a psychological level, it says it may be time to break down the illusions you've held that restrict your actions, ideas, and your life.
That's great.
It says dragonfly medicine always beckons you to seek out the parts of your habits which you need to change. I think that's pretty clear.
So, Debbie,
it's so amazing because I'm working on so many things right now, and my boyfriend and I just broke up a couple months ago, and it was an addictive, abusive relationship, and I'm trying to just feel what I need to feel and not run back, and it's just been hanging on by my fingers. It's just...
I noticed, and I don't know if you guys agree with this, but do you notice that when you focus on how delicious you are, no matter how intense the current pressure is, have you ever noticed when you start to kind of just appreciate you in your current state, whatever, you know, get away from the judgment, get away from the reality, but when you just stop and just say thank you yourself and maybe even fall in love with yourself a little bit, and when
not even just a little bit, a lot. That's the whole thing.
When you allow yourself, but I'm just thinking, Andre, you know, when you're your most bummed out, depressed, and things are sort of miserable, somehow we get this moment of, I think it's almost like drinking water, where we just stop for a second and go, wait a second, let me just say thank you for even feeling what you feel. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you fall in love and you become like the love of your life for just that flash. I think that's kind of like Mr. Right. I think that we're Mr. Right and it's our perception, you know? And I often, I don't know if you feel this way too, Kim, but when I'm in love with me, I get everything I want.
Indeed.
He comes, the work comes, everything feels better. But when I start to not really appreciate everything.
Everything falls apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on all that stuff right now. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to my counseling session.
Well, good luck, Debbie, and thanks a lot for calling and sharing yourself this way. I know it's very brave to do that, and I'm sure that you're not the only person with these concerns, so it's very generous of you to share that.
Yeah, and go get the medicine book and read about dragonflies.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I have that book at home. I need to get it out again.
Cool.
Oh, perfect.
Thanks a lot, Debbie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Cool. And we're going to try and get one more caller in here. We have Sarah calling from, where are you calling from, Sarah?
Bainbridge Island.
Sarah from Bainbridge Island. Okay. What's your question?
Mine's just a fairly personal question.
Okay.
I'm considering adopting as a single mom, mm-hmm. and actually considering adopting two children as a single mom. And it's kind of an open-ended question of just like, what do I need to know, or, you know, is this the right action, course of action kind of thing.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 4, 5, or 6.
7.
Here comes song number 7 from Kim Tuvin.
Thank you.
And I need to tune real quickly.
Please stay on the line. While we're waiting for Kim to get her tuning together, I just... again, I just wanted to encourage you people who are listening to also check out the Bennett Marks Empowerment Radio show. It's that's actually how I discovered the show. I was a guest on his show, and I enjoyed it so much that I decided to have my own. Okay. Here we have Kim on. Here's Kim's song.
Here's number 7. Far away, so far away, I've been so far away from you. And I know the summer night won't be the same as the one that you look up into. So I'll wait, for tomorrow will come and I will be home with you. So just wait, my sweet, sweet one, 'cause I will see you soon. So I'll wait, for tomorrow will come and I will be home with you. So just wait, my sweet, sweet one, 'cause I will see you soon. Far away, so far away, I've been so far away from you. So I'll tell the stars above to kiss your head until I can kiss you too. Until I can kiss you too. Until I can kiss you too.
And what was the name of that song?
Far Away.
Far Away. Now, Sarah?
Yeah?
I think that was just a perfect answer. And I think, actually, because of time here, I'm just going to take the divination here. But Kim and Radon, just stick around, because I want to bid you off at the end. But I wanted to say, I mean, how could you ask for a more perfect answer than that?
It was a perfect answer.
It was like a love song of you to these two beings that you haven't met yet.
Yeah.
And I love that line about the kissing you on the head.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I was completely moved. It was a perfect answer. What did you think, Sarah?
It answered my question completely.
God, that's gorgeous. Is that a song that's available?
That's going to be on my new record, which is coming out soon.
Okay, well,
keep
your eye out for that. That's you can play it for them. I look forward to having your two children as callers on the show in coming years.
Excellent. Thank you, Andra.
Thank you, Sarah. Mm-hmm. And so before we take off, Radon, are you still with us?
I am.
Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. You brought a lot to the show. And
oh, gosh, Andres, it's my pleasure to be here for your first. I feel like it's, well, it is. It's our christening. It's the first day. It's the first show. Yay.
Yes.
Exactly.
I like beginnings.
Excellent. And I hope it's not the end. We'll have you back again soon. Okay?
My pleasure. Nice to meet you, Kim.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, and I wanted to say thanks to Kim for being on the show. Your music's great.
It's been my pleasure.
And people, stick around for just a couple minutes, and I'll let you know who are going to be our guests on next week's Radio 8 Ball after these messages.
Thursday, July 19th, the Radio 8 Ball Show goes live at the Capitol Hill Arts Center in Seattle with host Andras Jones and musical guest Central Services. Fans of the Pop Oracle on 1150 AM must experience the Radio 8 Ball Show live on stage.
Standing next to you tonight.
Thursday, July 19th at 7 p.m. at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. For more information, go to CapitolHillArts.com or check out the Radio 8 Ball Show on MySpace.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. For more on Radio 8 Ball, please visit our site at www.radio8ball.com. I'd like to thank
Kim Tuvim, Radon Chong,
and of course, our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.